Listen and Live Audio presents Without Warning by David Rosenfeld. Read by Jeff Stitzer. The dam broke at 3 a.m., 4 hours after the storm hit. Fortunately, only the North Dam was affected, leaving the other two intact. Had they been breached as well, the 18,000 residents of Wilton, Maine would be former residents of a town that no longer existed. The destruction came as a surprise to everyone, especially the engineers that had certified the dams as low risk just 18 months before. Certainly Hurricane Nicholas was a powerful storm, especially for early August, but no more so than others that had struck the area in recent years. But the dam completely came apart from the pressure and flooded the areas in Wilton it had sworn to protect. Because it was the least important dam of the three, this meant that three streets on the outskirts of Wilton were flooded and badly damaged, as was the park and the small private airport. The only citizen to lose his life was 73-year-old Warren Simpson, who suffered a heart attack during the chaotic evacuation process. He was flown to Bangor Hospital, but was pronounced dead on arrival. The people of Wilton were resilient and had no doubt they would bounce back from the storm damage. It would cost money and take time, but the town, whose charter had been ratified in 1848, made plans to persevere and overcome. Of course, they had no idea what was coming.